Chapter 3, A Trail of Breadcrumbs. In turning water into wine, Jesus shows, among many things, his mastery of nature. If the point is missed there, it surely cannot be missed in Matthew 17, 24 through 27. In this life, there are two things we are told that are inevitable. The first is death, which Jesus both promised, Matthew 10, 16 through 21, and required, Matthew 16, 24 through 25. While you're waiting on that, taxes come due, as this passage shows. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax went up to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take toll or tax? From their sons or from others?" And when he said, "From others," Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. However, not to give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and for yourself." These 4 verses hold a wealth of enlightenment, but the first thing I love about this story is that Jesus knows what is on Peter's mind when he enters the house. Jesus' omniscience is on display. It gets better, but first comes the convoluted stuff. Jesus wants to talk tax law with Peter. Do the sons of kings pay taxes? Of course not. The theological implication hangs there in the air, shining like a freshly minted gold piece. The 2 drachma tax is meant for the temple. The temple is owned by God, and Jesus is the Son of God. Therefore, Jesus should not be obligated to pay this tax. He is exempt on the basis of his familial relationship with the temple's rightful owner. Indeed, Jesus himself on numerous occasions walks into the temple and acts like he owns the place. But in a concession similar to the one made at the wedding in Cana, Jesus forgoes his exemption and agrees to pay the tax. Just as he made it clear in fulfilling his mother's wishes that he was not beholden to her, he fulfills the wishes of the tax collectors while clarifying his lack of obligation. This is a picture of grace. Jesus owes us nothing. This is clear from the message of the gospel itself, through which Jesus gives us everything. But the